Meet the 2018 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Class. A photo appears on the page, the caption, "The 2018 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Class." Back row, left to right, Matthew Turner, Tasneem Abdulsalam Al-Shuli, Elizabeth Rouse, John E. Harrison, Tyrone Bratcher, Chris Buckley, Paige Young, Shane Lowe, Eric J. Harvey, Sarah Beth Patnaud. Middle row, left to right, Harry Staley Jr., Sarah Lavelle Mornis, Yasmin Marie Saraf, Trisha Kulkarni, Justin Hurd, Seth Lohman, Jeff Humphrey, Kathy Tutan, Olivia Charland, Naeem Muwaya Abul Ilhawa. Front row left to right, Alexandra Florencia Alfonso, Connor James Mullen, Pervy Contractor, Amanda L. Lennon, Caitlin Sarubi, Kenya Flores, Ozgul Chelicholu, Riley Sloan, Manuka Dioti Ray, Miled Bokori. The head of the scholarship committee, Kate Mendez, introduced the 2018 scholarship class with these remarks.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the board. It's been my privilege to serve as chair of this committee for the past year. Before I go any further, I just want to take a quick opportunity to thank my predecessor, Ms. Patty Chang, for all of her hard work with the committee. With her mentorship and the support of the committee members, it's made my learning curve as smooth as it could possibly have been, so thanks. This scholarship program is an opportunity for the National Federation of the Blind to emphasize our commitment to academic excellence and leadership among blind students. The folks I'm going to introduce to you this morning exemplify these qualities in spades. I am going to introduce each scholarship finalist in this fashion, first name, last name, and then two states. The first state is their home state. The second state is the state where they will be attending school. Now, last night at the NAMS board, meeting, the students did a really wonderful job of following these directions. So today I hope the folks in the audience can follow them as well. Please reserve your applause until the end. There are 30 scholarship finalists, and if we clap for all of them, we're going to be here until next Tuesday. They're all wonderful and deserve our attention, so let's please clap for them at the end. Now, the students could follow these directions, so audience at the board meeting, I hope you can as well. All right. So, our first scholarship finalist this year, alphabetically, is one of only 13 men in this scholarship class. Once again, the numbers are skewed toward the ladies. This is Naeem Abu Elhawa, Virginia, Virginia.
Good morning, Federation family. It is my most sincere pleasure to be here this morning with y'all and to be honored with the value of being a scholarship finalist. A little bit about me, I am studying international relations with a Middle East politics concentration. A fun fact about me, I am proud to identify with my activist status. No political implications within. Actually, lots of political implications within. I cannot reiterate enough the honor that has been placed in my hands, being a scholarship finalist, and I hope to live up to the expectations that the National Federation of the Blind has placed in my trust and care. Thank you, fellow Federationists.
Alexandra Alfonso, District of Columbia, District of Columbia.
In the fall, I plan on attending Catholic University, where I will major in music education and pre-law. One day, I hope to be a teacher of the visually impaired and a practicing lawyer in juvenile courts. I went to a school for the arts for 3 years, where I majored in vocal music, which motivated me to do music education. Thank you.
Tasneem Al-Shuli, Arizona, Arizona.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Arizona and North Carolina. So my major, I'm so honored, first of all, to be here and to be one of the finalists in 2018 scholarship. I am a doctoral student in education. My focus is mathematics and visual impairment. I have faced a lot of exclusiveness and inaccessibility, and as well as the discrimination in my education career. And I have met a lot of you that has also faced the same way in either K through 12 or higher education. And I am devoting myself to research how blind individuals, the students, learn mathematics. And with your help, my NFP family, brothers and sisters, we will do it together. Thank you.
Malad Bakuri, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Hello, NFB. I'm getting my master's in healthcare administration, specializing in disability services in medicine. The projected stats for the blind population in the United States is that it will grow by 30%. 75% of that will be ages 55 and older. And I personally believe that they have a more difficult time adjusting to their vision loss and blindness than our citizens starting at a younger age. And my motivation is that the blind people in this country need to break into healthcare and make an active change there. I'm hoping that by implementing and learning about administrative services, I can be a better advocate for not only the blind, but also the sick and the ill. I'm also hoping that by next year, when I come back to the 2019 convention, wherever it is, I would also be able to potentially develop a healthcare committee to create transparency for not only healthcare individuals in medicine that are blind, but also within the immediate community.
Tyrone Bratcher, Maryland, Maryland.
Good morning, Federation family. This coming fall, I will be completing my final year of undergraduate studies at Coppin State University in Baltimore. I am studying social work and I have a rehabilitation services minor. After I am finished at Coppin, I am planning on pursuing my master's degree in social work and doing work that helps people who are not only blind, but people with all types of disabilities realize what most of us here already do, which is that no matter what's going on, what type of disability you have, whatever the case is, it doesn't have to automatically stop you from living the life that you want. I am truly honored to be here. I've attended many conventions, but it is an honor to be here this year as one of the National Scholarship Finalists. And I'm not only involved in things in the Federation, but I also am in my school. And one of them that I am looking forward to this year is I may possibly have an opportunity to join my school's the executive board of my school Student Government Association this coming year as a representative to the University System of Maryland's Student Council, which has the opportunity to make recommendations to our chancellor and our board of regents on different issues, including appointments of student regents and different things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. And even if I don't get that position, I may have the opportunity to join in a different executive board position. I truly enjoy being part of the Federation, and I definitely use what I've learned here to help me with other things that I'm involved in school as well as in my community. So I thank you for all of the support that everyone here has given me over the years. And I look forward to continuing to be active and helping to build the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Our next finalist is also a Tenbrook Fellow. That means that she has previously won a National Federation of the Blind scholarship. And this honor is named after Jacobus Tenbroek, a renowned leader in our organization's past. So without further delay, I'm going to introduce you all to Chris Buckley, Oregon, Oregon.
Yay!
Good morning, NFB. In a month from tomorrow, I will be starting medical school. And it was a long journey to get to this point. I earned degrees in micromolecular biology, biochemistry, and arts and letters, and worked as a chemistry tutor and tutor coordinator. And when it was time for me to take the MCAT, the NFB intervened to make sure that I got testing accommodations. I love science and I love working with people, so I'm really excited for this new journey and also really excited and so grateful to be here today.
Oskul Chalicholu, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Excellent. Good morning, NFB. Thank you for welcoming me here. I obtained my bachelor's and master's degrees in environmental engineering in Turkey and another bachelor's in business management in Russia. And currently, my PhD studies at Penn State involve converting waste into valuable products and biofuels. I conducted some part of that research in Switzerland last summer. And this summer, actually, I'm interning in the UN, in Food and Agriculture Organization, headquarters in Rome, Italy. My work there is about assisting countries attain the global sustainable development goals of the UN. And I'm very much passionate about sustainability as much as disability advocacy. And I aspire to a career in academia to raise environmentally conscious and socially aware citizens.
Olivia Charlin, Massachusetts, Vermont.
Hi. So this is my first time attending an NFB convention, this week was my first time traveling alone, and it was also sort of my first time being independent, and I'm not a naturally outspoken person. I'm not that outgoing, and I've never been very open about being visually impaired, so this convention was a really critical first step in breaking some of those restraints I had been unwittingly putting on myself because I am blind. And I'm going into a STEM field, and I'm hoping to do research in biology and biotech. And I know it's going to be a challenge, but I know that the NFB is going to be behind me and that I'm going to have support from this community. And that I'm, with that help, I'm going to be able to achieve my dreams. So thank you for having me.
Pervy Contractor, Texas, Texas.
Good morning, President Riccobono, members of the Board of Directors, and fellow Federationists. This fall, I will be attending the University of Texas at Dallas and pursuing a Bachelor's of Science in Physics. My goal is to be a scientist at NASA or conduct research at the university. Last year, I completed a quantitative case study analyzing bird strikes with airplanes for the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and the Dallas-Love Field Airport. During my high school career, I have advocated for the rights of the blind. When I was in ninth grade, I presented a prototype of a Braille label on Pepsi products. I would like to thank you for this opportunity. For parents and teachers, I would like to encourage you to encourage your child or student to apply for the scholarship. Thank you.
Kenya Flores, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. It is truly an honor to be recognized as a scholarship finalist. I am a rising junior at Furman University, majoring in politics and international affairs. I recognize that my rights as a woman who is Hispanic and blind would not be possible without individuals who came before me. After graduating from Furman, I plan to attend law school so that I can become a civil rights attorney and protect the rights of individuals who fall within protected classes. I look forward to continuing to build the National Federation of the Blind alongside you and continuing our efforts to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. Thank you.
John Harrison, Wisconsin, Wisconsin.
Good morning, y'all. It's good to be back to my second convention. I'm having a great time. I hope you all are too. Next year, I'll be a sophomore majoring in English creative writing and psychology. I love reading and writing, so if you have any good book recommendations, hit me up. And I just am fascinated by psychology. Next year, I'll get the opportunity to be my campus's LGBTQ peer educator, and I'll be able to go into classrooms and help people through education and sitting on panels and just being an advocate for them. And I think that's great practice because the life I want to live is helping others live the lives they want through education and advocacy. I'd like to thank you all for helping me live the life I want, and I look forward to talking to you all. Have a good day.
Now, these next two finalists, I have to share this with you because it's just too funny, have the same birthday, not the same year, but they were both born January 15th. So the first of them is Eric Harvey, California, Massachusetts.
Good morning, and thank you for this phenomenal honor. I am in the final year of my PhD, finishing up my dissertation in Near Eastern and Judaic Studies at Brandeis University. In my research, I study the history, religion, and literature of the ancient Middle East. This means everything from the Epic of Gilgamesh in Babylonian, to funerary inscriptions in Phoenician, to the Dead Sea Scrolls in Hebrew and Aramaic. And let me tell you, if you think information accessibility is a problem today, whew! I study the religious past, but I don't want to keep it in the past. My goal is to become a professor because I think right now, religious literacy is one of the most important skills for the world we live in, to understand the history and traditions of our own religion and to understand the religions of our neighbors and friends, both locally and across the globe. So thank you so much for supporting my last year of studies, and hopefully I will never need to apply for this scholarship again.
Justin Hurd, Georgia, Georgia.
Hello. So I just want to say the Federation Love for Students is both awesome and terrifying. So thank you. I'm literally controlling my breathing right now. I'm attending Georgia College and State University seeking a bachelor's degree in psychology. And then afterward, I will either attend Louisiana Tech to get a master's in teaching blind students, or I will attend Orthodox Christian Seminary. So Lord knows what's happening. I have been president of the Georgia Association of Blind Students for the past 4 years, and I've been a member of the national board member of the National Federation of Blind of Georgia for the past almost a year. I am a graduate of Blind Incorporated from Minnesota. Both the prep program and the adult program, and I'm also working at the Colorado Center for the Blind this summer as a technology instructor and residential counselor. I believe that is all about me.
Jeff Humphrey, Michigan, Michigan.
Ladies and gentlemen of the National Federation of the Blind, next year, I shall finish my bachelor's degree at Olivet College in sociology, anthropology, and also my double minors in political science and religious studies. After that, I shall go on to Case Western Reserve University in Ohio, and I shall complete my master's degree in ethnomedicine and global health. My goals are to ensure that people are cared for and that I can become a holistic healer and help bridge the gap in our medical system and treating our people with compassion. I also wish to start a global educational exchange where cultures can share with one another all the different histories that they have, so that way we can learn from one another respect one another, enjoy each other for who we are, and stop fighting so many wars. My other goal is to ensure that the advancement of Braille literacy continues. So after this, I shall go and submit my name for the Braille Committee. And in high school, I was always a member of SGA. I was even a member of the National Honor Society. And in college, I had served on our Student Government Association for 3 years, 2 years as our activities liaison. I am the community service representative for ELITE, or the Alpha Xi Omega Social Fraternity at Olivet College. And I also founded, or was one of the members that founded, but was this group, which is actually my brainchild, called the Disability Rights Council, which is a group that advocates for all disabled students on campus for accommodations and to ensure that they can do the jobs that they wish to do. So, thank you for giving me this opportunity as a first-time conventioner, and even as a newly made NFB member, I did not expect to receive this honor. We must remember, we must educate to liberate.
Trisha Kilcarney, Ohio, California.
In addition to yesterday being the national celebration of our country's independence, this first week in July has also come to have significant personal meaning to me. Last year at this time, my family and I worked tirelessly to organize a fundraiser that raised over $70,000 for retinal research to help others with unstable eye conditions live the lives they want. Today, I am also celebrating my one-year anniversary with my guide dog, Liberty, my first national convention, and my newfound membership as a student at the Colorado Center for the Blind. I will be attending Stanford University in the fall and majoring in symbolic systems with the hope of becoming a software engineer. Thank you so much for welcoming me to the NFB family.
Amanda Lannon, Florida, Florida.
Good morning. I believe that education is the foundation for our future. Therefore, my journey started long ago when I was diagnosed as being blind, but my parents really pushed me. I tried anything and everything, and because of their efforts, I have journeyed, and I find myself now at the University of Central Florida pursuing a PhD in exceptional student education. My focus, though, is on new teacher preparation. My goal is to help those teachers to understand that high expectations will lead to success. My purpose in life is to educate all children with hope, equality, and resourcefulness. I wanted to also share that I am a huge advocate. I will be leaving early Monday morning, right after this amazing convention, to go for the Student Exceptional Leadership Summit. I will be in Washington, I'll be on the Hill, and I have learned, I've been doing a lot of research, but I will be advocating for many of our efforts here in the NFB, the AIM and the all of those initiatives. Additionally, I will be in Washington again for another summit at the end of July, and then I am really looking forward to going to Maryland and volunteering with the STEMEQ, because I love to hang out with students, and I cannot wait to empower them with some STEM learning. Finally, my research involves augmentative and virtual realities, and we're working on how those technologies can benefit the accessibility of STEM for students who are blind. So I really appreciate the honor, and let's go continue to build this amazing federation.
Shane Lowe, Kentucky, Kentucky.
Amanda, that's great. I'm here for the check. not that check, the reality check, because there are so many misconceptions around the NFB. And in case you guys didn't know, as a member of the NFB, you are allowed to ask other people for directions. When I'm not here, I am an incoming freshman at a university you've never heard of, majoring in business administration and cybersecurity, to reform the way that blind people analyze cyber threats so that we may live the lives we want and not the lives the guy who nicked our social security numbers, what, excuse me, want. And also combat these in the corporate world. I'm a software engineer for Pearson. I'm a published author, and I've had the privilege of working with Kentucky's Commissioner of Education to enhance both my geographic and demographic community. On a more exciting note for some of you, tomorrow you will get to see me in a different light. Tomorrow evening I will have the honor of performing with Precious Perez at the welcoming concert, and I still suspect they will make me buy a ticket. But I'll see you there. Thanks so much.
Seth Lohman, Idaho, Montana.
Okay, I want to begin by asking you, how many of you are tech-savvy musicians? All right. Well, you're in luck. I'm studying music technology over at Montana State University and am paving the way for future music tech students in that field. My goal to help with the NFB is to eventually advocate for better accessibility in the music tech world. So in future, we will have no more synthesizer inaccessibility, no more soft synth inaccessibility, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know the field. You know what I'm talking about. And also to be able to bring resources that already are accessible to the blind. Thank you.
Sarah Mornes, Vermont.
Good morning. I'm truly honored to be recognized as a scholarship finalist. And as a first-time conventionist, I want to thank you all for being welcoming. I'm attending Johnson State College as a senior this fall, studying English and psychology. I plan on pursuing a master's in counseling after that. And I have a passion for reading, writing, and helping others. So thank you.
Connor Mullen, New Jersey, Louisiana.
Thank you, everyone. Joe Ruffalo, as a fellow New Jerseyan, I was wondering if someone could go pick up my vehicle donation. It's currently sitting over the Hudson River. So, famous O&M thinker and teacher Joe Cutter and others talk about how independent travel, learning independent travel skills are some of the most important things to encouraging blind people to go out into their world literally and in an abstract sense to explore and achieve. And having the privilege of having learned from Joe Cutter at a young age, I believe helped me when in my college years I began to build my independence and get involved with the Federation, helped me to conduct an original research project of all state justices of Supreme Courts throughout the country. Also, when working with blind students in the Employment Development Guidance and Engagement Program run by Dan Fry, and now in my current endeavor as a graduate student in the Kane Travel Instruction Program at Louisiana Tech, and I look forward to continuing to benefit from these insights with my connections with the Federation to give students the gift of independence. Thank you.
Our next finalist is also a Tenbrook Fellow. This is Sarah Patnod. And Sarah, I'm going to confess to you that the Braille on your index card got squished, my dear. So can you do me a humongous favor and remind us your home state and school state, and I will get that fixed for you?
Yes, I am from Virginia, Virginia. Good morning, Federation. As a cosplayer, I know the importance of a good sewing machine, the ability to create patterns, and the importance of a good attitude in creating and embodying a character. The Federation has given me the necessary tools, skills, and confidence to become the individual, legal, and advocate I aspire to be. With my Master's of Social Work, I hope to become an advocate for those who so often do not have a voice and to empower others to awaken their inner hero or feeling, just as you have done with me. Thank you.
Manuka Rain, North Dakota, North Dakota.
Good morning to you all. I have always dreamt of working in a medical field, so I am studying physical therapy at the University of North Dakota. And I have realized now that it is not always easy to turn our dreams into a reality. And sometimes I get frustrated and I feel like giving up. But then I think of the potential that I have and all the people who I will be able to help in future by facing and overcoming all the challenges. So that's what keeps me going. And so I would like to thank NFB for encouraging me to move forward. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Elizabeth Rouse, Iowa, Iowa.
Hello, everyone whose names I haven't learned yet. To add on to what Kate has told you about me already, I'm going to be a junior this fall at Central College. We are the Dutch. I don't understand the mascot either. I have a lot of various campus activities in and outside the classroom. I'm an English theater double major, religion minor. And on any given Thursday night, you can find me in Kuiper Athletic Center with my 45 pseudo big brothers, also known as the Dutch wrestling team. Keeping 45 college age boys under control is a lot harder than you'd think. That's why I also enjoy my job as a writing tutor. They're a lot quieter over there. So anything else you want to know, please ask. I'm here all week.
Yasmin Seraph, Arizona, Arizona. And before Yasmin speaks, I have to tell you that she is the last of eight finalists whose birthdays are in February. Yeah. That's almost a third of the class. I don't know what's going on in February, but it's a good month. Go ahead, Yasmin.
Good morning, everyone. This is my first convention, and I'm honored to be here. This year, I will be majoring in forensic science in the Barrett Honors Program of Arizona State University. And what really attracted me about this major was the variety of fields that it encompasses that I'm interested in, such as criminal justice, psychology, and the sciences, especially biology. I've known that I wanted to do forensics ever since I was 8 years old and first heard about it, and I knew I wanted to do biology even before that when I saw my first microscope in sixth grade. But the thing I really love about forensics is that I will be able to help people in so many ways, more than what I've been able to do in my community service projects in high school, because I'll be able to have learned through all of what I need, such as what I've done before is the Welcome to America project. So I've helped refugees, and I've worked at the Foothills Animal Rescue Shelter, where I helped care for abandoned and neglected animals. I really love being at this convention and seeing how my legal blindness can be used as a way to connect with people instead of isolating me from them. And being able to meet other blind people as hardworking and dedicated as I am and want to continue to be. So thank you.
Caitlin Cerubi, New York, New York.
Good morning, everyone. It's an incredible honor to be here with you today. When I was born with a rare syndrome, which left me legally blind, hearing impaired, and having undergone over 65 surgeries. This is what initially sparked my passion for medicine. I graduated from Harvard in 2015 with a degree in social and cognitive neuroscience, and I'm currently earning a master's degree and applying to medical school this summer. I am also a United States Paralympian and competed in alpine ski racing at the 2010 Games in Vancouver. I love to volunteer teaching other children and veterans with disabilities how to live the lives that they want through sports. Thank you guys so much.
Riley Sloan, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
In the fall, I will begin university as a history and political science major. I intend on becoming a lawyer specializing in disability advocacy, though I'm also very passionate about other forms of advocacy. For example, LGBTQ+ advocacy and mental health awareness is something I'm very passionate about, But I also work for the ACLU Smart Justice Campaign, which is a national initiative to promote criminal justice reform and reduce the prison population by 50%. While attending university, I hope to use those experiences to strengthen my leadership skills. I hope that by developing these skills, I can serve my community more effectively.
Harry Staley, Texas, Texas.
Thank you, my Texas family. I'm currently attending Texas A&M San Antonio, majoring in computer science. My vocational goal is to become an autonomous vehicle engineer. I currently serve our this country as a systems analyst for the United States Army. And in that role, the biggest thing that I have learned is that accessibility needs to be baked in, not bolted on.
Matthew Turner, Idaho, Massachusetts.
Good morning, members of the board, Federationists. I'm Matt. I'm a rising sophomore at MIT studying computer science and economics with a 4.9 GPA. My underlying mission in life is to inspire others to learn, dream, grow, and achieve. And I've done this through leadership in my student council, where I helped us overcome an $18,000 budget loss, as well as through service in Mamelodi, South Africa, where I traveled with a team to educate high school students so that they could go on and pass college entrance exams. This summer, I am currently interning at HP, and I am excited to begin research on a virtual assistant that will function similarly to Ira this fall at the MIT Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab. This is my first NFB convention, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and I am excited to get to know all of you more. Thank you.
Now, our next finalist, something a little special to share here. This class ranges in age from 18 to 50. And this next finalist, I won't tell you where on the continuum she falls, but she celebrated her birthday here with us on the 3rd. This is Kathy Tootin, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Hi, fellow Federationists. I am a graduate of the Louisiana Center for the Blind. I am currently attending the Oklahoma State University, Oklahoma City campus, working on my associate's degree. Then I will be going to the OU Health Science Center to get my bachelor's and master's in dietetics to be a registered dietitian. As a small child, all I wanted to do was be in the medical field, but I was always told, because I'm blind, I can't. And I am very proud to say that I am 50. I am the oldest one here, but I will tell you that with all the obstacles that I've had to climb over and go around and figure out a way to get through them, I want to help other people, blind, sighted, and otherwise, to learn how to be healthy, to live a healthy life, not to be sick and die young because of their illnesses that can be prevented by healthy eating and exercise. I already have an associate's degree in personal fitness training that will go great with my degree that I'm working on now. Thank you very much.
Paige Young, Maine, Maine.
Hi, I'll be a junior at Hudson University this fall. I'm studying to receive my master's in business administration through accounting. As well as being blind, I'm also a type 1 diabetic, and over the last 8 years, I've coordinated the annual walkathon in my county, so I plan to do that as well.
A photo appears at this point, the caption, Harry Staley speaking at the banquet. At the banquet, Harry Staley won the $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship. Here is what he had to say.
Fellow Federationists, I had some words prepared, but I honestly did not think I would be standing up here. But one thing that I can tell you is that I'm surrounded by leaders that pour their lives into us as students. I'm constantly surrounded by people like Norma Crosby and Glenn Crosby. Some of the first folks that I met in coming back to the Federation 2 years ago, you all, I thought I was a big dreamer before, but every day that I'm in the Federation, my dreams get pushed. I have a wonderful wife. I thought I was living my dream until I came and got involved in National Federation of the Blind, and it's so true. My dreams are coming to a reality because I'm involved in this organization, and I am pushed to dream bigger every single day.
Following is a complete list of 2018 scholarship finalists and the awards they received. In addition to the awards listed below, each finalist also received $1,000 and additional prizes donated by Dr. Ray Kurzweil and the Kurzweil Foundation, $1,000 from Google and the newest Chromebook, a generous certificate from Carrie Sapolo and Independent Science toward the purchase of a SciVoice talking LabQuest, a complimentary 9-month subscription to IRA, and a KNFB reader courtesy of the NFB, $3,000 NFB scholarships, 17, Naeem Abul Ilhawa, Alexandra Alfonso, Milad Bokori, Tyrone Bratcher, Olivia Charland, Pervy Contractor, John Harrison, Justin Hurd, Jeff Humphrey, Amanda Lannon, Seth Lohman, Sarah Mornis, Connor Mullen, Manuka Ray, Yasmin Sarif, Riley Sloan, and Paige Young. $3,000 Expedia scholarships, 2, Tasneem Alshuli and Caitlin Sarubi. $3,000 Adrian Ash Memorial Scholarship, Eric Harvey. $3,000 EU and Jean Parker Scholarship, Sarah Patnaud. $3,000 Charles and Betty Allen Scholarship, Matthew Turner. $5,000 NFB STEM Scholarship, Kathy Tutin. $5,000 Mimi and Marvie Sandler Scholarship, Elizabeth Rouse. $5,000 Pearson Scholarship, Shane Lowe. $5,000 Jaws for Windows Scholarship, Kenya Flores. $8,000 Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in a STEM Field, Ozgul Chilicholu. $8,000 Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in Computer Science, Trisha Kulkarni. $10,000 Charles and Melvity Owen Memorial Scholarship, Chris Buckley. $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, Harry Staley, Jr.